I'm here with Naomi, and we're going to talk about The Warrior's Heir by Cinda Williams-Chima. Why don't you summarize the book without giving away the ending?
Okay, so the book starts out with Jack in a small town or city named Trinity. And what's special about Jack is he is kind of like a mixture. He wasn't born with his stone, which most everybody is. And so Dr. Longbranch, she is part of a White Rose, and I'll get to that later. She put a warrior stone in him, even though he's supposed to be a wizard. So he's kind of like a mixture. He's more of a warrior, though, since he has the actual stone. But he can still learn crafty little wizard spells that will help him in the tournament, which he was going to fight in. And so I'll start explaining about the White Rose and the Red Rose. The White Rose is kind of what Jack is part of, and they're trying to capture him. So they're both kind of bad, though, because they're trying to capture him and steal him and make him fight, which he can die doing, because it's like a fight to the death. And then the Red Rose is trying to kill him, so they don't have to fight against him.
In this book, how does Jack change during the novel?
Okay, well, at the beginning of the book, before he knew, any of this stuff, he's, this really scrawny, guy. And then, but his teacher, Hastings, teaches him, and he's, starts getting, really strong and masculine. And I'll tell you a little about Hastings. Hastings is a wizard, but he, read and studied a lot of, the warrior stuff, so he can teach the warrior. He's also, Jack's aunt, Linda's, ex-boyfriend kind of person.
That sounds very complex.
It is.
What did you like most about this book?
I liked the suspense in it. I didn't think it was going to have that, but it did, and I liked it.
Who would you recommend this book for?
To people who like fantasy and suspense.
And was this book in our library?
It is.
The book is called The Warrior's Heir by Cinda Williams-Chima, and it's available in our library, and that is my book talk with Naomi.